I'm Dominic Allen, your Kix Country Informer.
Kix 99.1 goes one-on-one.
Kenny Chesney is currently in the midst of his Songs for the Saints 2019 Arena Tour, playing in towns he hasn't been able to get to in years due to his larger stadium shows. Regardless of the venue, though, he feeds off over-the-top energy of the crowd, which Kenny tells us is almost explosive when fans have been waiting for him to visit their town.
The fans out there, you know, they hear on the radio that we're coming to town, in some cases, 6 months ahead. So they've been anticipating that moment. And all of a sudden, there we are. We get to connect. And some nights it's very special. And some nights it's out of this world. And some nights it feels like an out-of-body experience that you're so caught up in that moment. And those are the nights that you don't ever want to end.
Carrie Underwood continues her Cry Pretty Tour 360. And her husband, Mike Fisher, and young sons, Asaya at 4 and 3-month-old Jacob, are along for the ride. This is just the beginning of life on the road for this family of four, but Carrie tells us she's ready to roll with the punches.
It's going to be interesting having both of them out on the road. The last time we were out on tour, Isaiah was 11 months old and perfectly content hanging out on a bus. And this time, I feel like he's going to be, I don't know, he'll either love it or be a holy terror to everyone else.
Chris Young recently celebrated his career 11th number one hit for Hanging On.
Hanging on to me.
Chris was joined by his co-writers Corey Crowder and Josh Hogue, who together have written now 4 number one hits. And in fact, after writing their last hit, I'm Coming Over, the three made a deal that they would all get tattoos if this song climbed to number one. Josh and Chris tell us that Chris didn't hold up his end of the bargain.
We made a pact that every number one.
I don't have a tattoo.
He doesn't. So I said, if I'm Coming Over goes number one, let's all get a tattoo. Cool. Well, here we are 4 later, and Chris is still bare-skinned.
But no, I don't have one yet.
Music you should know. Kix 99.1.
Midland is wrapping up work on their sophomore album, more than a year and a half since the release of their debut project, On the Rocks. The guys are anxious for fans to hear the new stuff, and they tell us it represents quite a bit of growth.
We're putting the final touches on it. We've learned a lot from our first album. Shoot, when we did Drinking Problem single, that was like 3 years ago. So we've grown a lot, put a lot of miles on the road, and learned a lot of things about our live show, and that influenced a lot of the decisions that we made on the album. I want to make it fresh, but it's still Midland.
What's up? This is Cole Swindell. Check out my song, Love You Too Late.
Swindell co-wrote his latest hit, Love You Too Late, from experience. He tells us it's a sentiment that isn't fun, but it's pretty common.
It's talking about a relationship that sometimes you got to say those words that you're scared to say, and every now and then when you realize that, it's too late. And that's what this song's about, is knowing that you loved her and knowing that you're sitting there telling her and she's not even there. You're just saying it out loud, and you know you're telling her you love her too late. And that's what this song's about, her out there on the highway, running wide open, forgetting about you, not picking up your phone calls. And yeah, that's a rough feeling knowing that you say I love you too late.
Hey y'all, it's Luke Combs. This is my new single, Beer Never Broke My Heart.
Combs released brand new music, a single called Beer Never Broke My Heart, which he co-wrote with Randy Montana and Jonathan Singleton. And Luke tells us it was an idea he had been sitting on for a while.
Well, we wrote Beer Never Broke My Heart on the tour bus, actually, my first headlining tour. I had had this title on my phone for a long time and really wanted to save it for some guys that I thought would kind of understand and grasp what I was looking for out of the song. And I went to soundcheck and I got back, and they had kind of been hammering away on this thing, and I got back and we buttoned it up, and it's just been a fan favorite ever since then, and I'm just really stoked that it's finally out and everybody's getting to hear it.
The top 5 trending songs in country music right now.
And the top 5 songs this week, with Old Dominion's Make It Sweet coming in at number 5. Beautiful Crazy from Luke Combs coming in at number 4. With Kane Brown's Good As You at number 3. Eli Young Band's Love Ain't at number 2. And the number 1 song this week, Chase Rice with Eyes On You.
Don't matter where we've been, no, there ain't no better view than you in my arms, with my eyes on you, with my eyes on you.
Rick Allen, and you can check back next week for more from your Kix Country Informer.